Beaver Brothers, makers of Rinso and Lux Toilet Soap, present Australia's Amateur Hour, program number 920. 60 minutes of entertainment with the amateurs of Australia, broadcast through 55 stations covering the continent and through Radio Australia to the Pacific countries and the world. And here is the director of Australia's Amateur Hour, Mr. Terry Deer.
Thank you, George Stevenson. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the last competitive show in Australia's Amateur Hour. After tonight, we go on to the fifth and sixth semi-finals, which will be followed by the grand final of the Lever £1,000 award, broadcast from Sydney on November 6th. Our program tonight originates from Albury on the New South Wales-Victorian border through 2AY. Albury is the center of a fast-growing tourist area, which includes the Hume Weir, whose capacity has recently been increased to 2 million acre-feet, or 3.5 times larger than Sydney Harbour. The weir's main value, of course, is power and irrigation, but it also makes an ideal setting for yachting, water skiing and fishing. The new Alpine Way, linking the southern Riverina with the Snowy Mountains, will give access to Australia's best skiing country. An indication of the tremendous part wool plays in the economy is shown in sales figures from 1950 to 1958, which grossed just on £100 million at an average of £92.11 a bale. Three Albury wool brokers between them have floor space the equivalent of 2.5 city blocks, and the district's income for wool, butter, sheep and cattle, etc., last year totaled £20 million. This is truly a wonderful country. Well, now we have pleasure presenting to you some of its excellent talent. And here's our first act tonight. It's Elaine Jeffries, a 16-year-old soprano. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome her to Australia's Amateur Hour, will you? Now, Elaine, are you a local girl?
Yes, Mr. Deer, but I originally came from Melbourne when I was 4 years old.
Oh, I see. Well, you're a very attractive young lady, and you'll always be that way if you continue using Lux Toilet Soap. There's a gift pack in gold foil for you with the compliments of Beaver Brothers.
Thank you very much, Mr. Deer.
You still at school, Les?
Yes, Mr. Deer. I'm doing fifth year this year at the Albury High School with my leaving certificate.
That's a pretty difficult year, eh?
You can say that again.
All right, I will. For all the 16-year-olders doing their leaving, it's a very difficult year. Do you think you'll do all right, Les?
Not at the moment, but I'll need a lot of work, and I think I should if I do that.
All right. What about your singing, Elaine? Any training?
No, not yet, but our school music teacher has been doing a lot to help me, teaching me songs, etc.
Well, are you going to have training later on?
I hope to next year, to go to Melbourne to the conservatorium.
Mm-hmm. Now, what sort of a career do you have in mind, Elaine?
Well, Dad did want me to go in for medicine at the university, but by the look of my exam report, I don't think so. Especially when I get 19 for chemistry.
19? Mm-hmm. Good difference. Yes, you better work hard, eh? Tell me, have you taken part in any of the local shows, Elaine?
Yes, I have been asked to sing at CWA meeting and Jubilee of the PNC to break the monotony of speeches.
Yeah, I think they might like to hear your voice too, you know. Tell me, you're really very busy. Do you get time for any hobbies or anything like that?
Not really. I don't have time because I'm doing 7th grade piano.
As well, eh?
Yes.
Gee, you're a busy girl. Well, no hobbies at all.
Oh, I knit madly and make Christmas presents.
Do you? What did you make for Dad last Christmas?
Oh, I cheated. I gave him a box of handkerchiefs.
Why?
Well, I'd been using his all year. I thought it's about time I gave him something.
Well, it's a very nice thought. He was probably like me. Haven't had a handkerchief of my own for years. What are you going to sing, Elaine?
Over the Mountains. It's an old English melody, and the words are taken from Percy's Relics.
Ah, very nice indeed. Here's 16-year-old soprano Elaine Jeffries from Albury with Over the Mountain. Elaine is number one on Australia's Amateur Hour.
Over the mountains and over the waves, under the fountains and under the graves, under flowers that are deepest, which left you no pain, over rocks that are steepest, love will find no way. Where there is no peace, voice for the glowworm to light. Well, there is no space for deceit or overfly, where the meek cannot venture, lest a self-fast he lay. He must come, he will enter, and will find out a way. Something to lose him or have him confined. Some do suppose him for things to be blind. But if ne'er of those he warned him, do the best that he may. Blind love, if so he call him, soon will find out his way. May train the eagle to stoop to your feast, or you may inveigle the phoenix or the beast, or lioness you may move her to get on her prey. But you never stop a lover, love will find out a way.
Thank you, Elaine Jeffrey. That was very prettily sung indeed. That's a lovely voice. Most attractive. Elaine Jeffrey's was number one tonight on Australia's Amateur Hour broadcast from Albury.
Over 1 million Australian housewives are passing on this good idea.
Buy 2 packets of Rinso at a time. One for the laundry and another for the washing up.
Rinso goes to work so fast that dishwashing's done in no time. Your hands are out of hot water so much sooner.
And Rinso's richer, softer suds are so kind to your hands. Keep them soft and smooth always.
Every housewife knows you can't get dishes really clean without lots of active suds. And Rinso gives you far more suds for your money.
They're hard-working suds, too. Rinso suds dissolve grease instantly. Leave your whole wash-up not just soap and water clean, but hygienically clean.
You'll see all your tableware shine like new.
You'll be proud to serve meals on your dazzling Rinso wash dishes.
You'll be glad you put Rinso in the kitchen. It's so kind to your hands and so great for your dishes.
When you're buying Rinso, here's what you should do. Get 1 packet for the tub and 1 for the kitchen too.
Well, now at 2AY microphone, here's number 2 on the bill. It's Barry Haberman on piano accordion. What's your job, Barry?
I'm a typewriter mechanic, Mr. Deer. I work at the Melbourne Typewriter Company.
Mm-hmm. Been there long?
I've worked there since I left school last year after the intermediate.
Oh, I see. Were you sorry to leave school?
No, yeah, it was terrible.
Why was it terrible, Barry?
Some people, cigars don't agree with some people. That's just how school was with me.
Makes you really sick, huh?
Terrible.
Tell me, as a typewriter mechanic, can you type, Barry?
Oh, with 2 fingers.
Two-finger typist.
Yes, I learn the one thing. I learn something like the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, and then when I have to do a demonstration, they really think I'm smart because I can do that fast and nothing else.
You're a good boy. What about music? Have you done any shows, Barry?
Oh, I did one recently in Coral with Mr. Norm Azar and Mr. Kidd, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Kidd of 2AY.
That's right.
What's he do?
He sings when you can kid him into.
No kidding, huh? Tell me, you been in any competitions apart from this?
Oh, I was in the Iceberg Talent Quest recently, but I only got into the finals last year. I managed to win it, but this year I didn't do so well.
I see. You haven't been practicing. That's the trouble, eh?
Oh, I'm doing more now, I think, than I did when I was at school.
Have you thought you might be doing it with 2 fingers now? Using them all? Might be the typewriter practice, you know? What about sports, right?
Oh, I'm a member of the Albury Swimming Club and takes up a good deal of my time through the summer.
Mm-hmm. Haven't discovered girls yet?
Yes, they've gone.
But already?
Already. I have to bank my money.
Well, that's a good place to have it when you change your mind about girls. Maybe you will, you know, later on. All right, there's your mighty Rinso, Barry. Let's have your act, eh? This is 16-year-old Albury piano accordionist Barry Haberman. He's number 2, and he plays Under the Double Eagle. Thank you. Well done. Very good, Barry. Nice performance there of Under the Double Eagle by piano accordionist Mowbray. Barry Haberman is the artist, and he was number two on Australia's Amateur Hour. I remind you that the fifth semi-final for the Lever £1,000 award will be broadcast from Brunswick Town Hall in Melbourne next Thursday. This will be one of the outstanding programs of the year in which the top voting act will receive £100 and qualify for an appearance in the grand final to be broadcast from Sydney November 6th. Well, now, may I introduce baritone John Davis as act number three on our Aubrey Builds an Act. What's your job here, John?
I'm travel officer at Dalgetty & Co., Mr. Deere.
Mm-hmm. You're a married man?
No fear, I'm single. I haven't got time for girls at all, I'm afraid. I'm too busy with musical events here in Albury and also abroad in other centres.
What are you mainly interested in, John?
Well, there are so many things, it's hard to say what the main interest is, really. There's a Stedfords every year, four or five of Stedfords, and operas, and concerts, and ABC broadcasts, and so on and so forth.
That's a pretty busy programme you've mapped out. Who are you studying with?
Madame Sabiscus of Albury. Mm-hmm. She's really a magnificent teacher. I've been with her for 3.5 years. And the progress I've made in that time is really good.
That's very good. Any opera work and that sort of thing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Madame Sabiscus is also a, you could call her an operatic producer. Mm. She runs a studio opera group, and each year we produce one or two operas, ranging from Mozart to Lehar, and this year we're doing two Menotti operas, Armagh, the Night Visitors, and The Medium.
Oh, very good indeed. That's a really ambitious program.
Well, it may seem so, but it's really surprising the standard that is achieved, because Madame Sabiscus works so hard herself and drives us so hard, really. I hope she doesn't take offence at that. She's here in the audience tonight.
Well, it's the only way to get along, though, isn't it, by really hard work.
Do you get good
support from the district?
Yes, we do. Particularly in the lighter stuff, such as Merry Widow, that type of thing, Leha, mm-hmm. and Student Prince, which we did last year, that was very well received.
Good.
But it is also surprising to see the appreciation that is given towards the modern opera. For instance, the year before last, we did Menotti's The Consul.
Mm-hmm.
And the standard was so high that people remarked it was by far the best that we ever did, and it ranked with the professional production.
Oh, very good indeed. Well, that's really fine. You're very hard workers and you deserve your success. What's the song for us tonight, John?
I'd like to do a nice old song by Kerry Jacobs Bond, Just a Weary One for You.
Lovely song, too. Just a Weary One for You was sung by baritone John Davis. He's number three from Albury.
Just a weary for you, all the time I feel blue, wishing for you, wondering when you'll be coming home again. Restless, don't know what to do. Just a weary one for you. Morning comes, the birds awake. You used to sing so for your sake. But there's sadness in the notes that come trilling from their throats. Seem to feel your absence too, just a weary. I miss you more when the dark looms round the door. Seems just like you ought to be there to open it for me. Latch goes
tinklen thrills me through, sets me weary for you.
Well done, John Davis. Thank you very much. That's a very beautiful song by Carrie Jacobs Bond. Well sung there by Aubrey baritone John Davis. He was number three tonight on Australia's Amateur. Ah.
Listen to Our Voice Without a Name. This could lead you to a big surprise.
Hello, Australia. I'm so glad to hear that now you can buy the all-new Lux Toilet Soap, too.
That was the new Lux Mystery Star.
Name her and win a holiday for two in tropical Fiji.
It's a luxury holiday with all expenses paid, £100 to spend, and a return flight with Pan American.
Five other lucky people win special prizes of £100 each. You've heard her voice. Now look for her picture in the all-new Lux advertisements in women's magazines and newspapers.
Get entry forms with full details of the Lux Mystery Star Contest tomorrow. Now, here's her voice again.
You'll never find a beauty soap to match the purity of new Lux.
Who is she? Get entry forms wherever you buy all-new Lux, now in all stores.
Number four, Dobra Murray, Western vocalist with guitar. You live in Coro, is it?
That's right, Terry, yes.
Whereabouts, that's how far from here?
Oh, I'll be about 35 miles down from here, Terry.
I see. You born there?
No, I was born in Camden, up near Sydney.
I see. And what are you doing in Coro, Dobra?
I'm a barman at the Coro Hotel.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Tell me, your name Murray, is that just a coincidence that you're working around the Murray?
It is, actually, Terry. Yes, I know myself out because we're, like, more or less right on the border.
Oh, I see. What's your real name?
Ron Freeburn.
Oh. We're getting more confused than ever. Where's the Dobra come from, then?
Well, Terry, I had a guitar there some years back called a Dobro. So I changed the O to an A and called myself Dobra.
And Freeburn to Murray, and there you are.
Yes, that's right.
What a mess. Well, listen to this song you're doing tonight. It's called What Irish Stew and Marmalade Jam.
Yes, Terry, that's a number I composed myself while I was in my national service training in Puckapunyal.
Gee, they must have given you a terrible treatment. You mean they fed you on that?
Oh, sometimes.
Gee, eh? Why the title, though? I think it might just happen to take on?
Well, it's something unusual, Terry.
You're not kidding. Heaven's Irish Stew and Marmalade Jam. Well, the pub with no beer, of course, took on. That's in the million copy class. You might find this the same way.
We hope so, Terry.
Well, how does yours go, Dobra? What's some of the words of it now?
Oh, well, the chorus goes, Irish Stew and Marmalade Jam, we all get our quota and the plates there to hand. Why they did it to us, I can't understand, to build up our muscles on marmalade jam.
Well, that sounds really good. Well, let's have some, eh? This is the mighty rinser for you, Dobra. Let's have this shocking combination of yours of Irish Stew and Marmalade Jam, eh?
Good, Terry.
It's his own combination sung by Dobra Murray, a Western vocalist with guitar. He's act number four.
You people have heard of the army, I'm sure. It's to protect our country just in case of war. But when I done my training, there was never a lull as I went through my nashos at Puckapunyal. Out on a bivouac, learning to fight with only our ground chiefs to keep out the night. Up early each morning, doing our drill. Then we line up for breakfast to all eat our fill. On Irish stew and marmalade jam, we all got our quota on the plates there to hand. What they did it to us, I can't understand, to build up our muscles on marmalade jam. My mates from a tent just close by, there wasn't a thing that he wouldn't try. He went down to the cookhouse and asked for some ham, but he got Irish stew and marmalade jam. Out in the middle of the big parade ground, with brass hats and sergeants and dust flying round, to add to this drudgery, red tape and strife, you think of home cooking and your darling wife. Oh, Irish stew and marmalade jam, we all got our quota on the plate there to hand. Why they did it to us, I can't understand, to torture us Aussies on marmalade jam. Adi-o-de-dee.
That's a good boy. Down composition, a very novel one, too. Well, you old Chad Morgan, that one. The little number is called Irish Stew and Marmalade Jam. Since got very well indeed. Dobra Murray was the artist, and he was number 4 in Australia's Amateur Hour. Remember now, your voting number, ladies and gentlemen, in Albury, call us at 289. If you're listening here, will you, in Albury, 289. In Sydney at BO230. Your mail votes can be sent to us, not more than 100 original signatures to an envelope addressed to Australia's Amateur Hour, Sydney. Well, now, from Albury on the Victoria-New South Wales border, we present as Act Number 5 an impressionist, Rosalie Kent. A very charming lass and a Lux girl, I'm sure. And it's a gift pack of new Lux foil with the compliments of Theatre Brothers. Rosalie.
Thank you, Mr. Dean.
How did you start in as an impressionist, lass?
Well, I started off really by taking singing lessons. And I had about 6 months training, and I just mastered the art of breathing, and I branched out into impersonations, and so my singing teacher gave me away in disgust.
How did you start to impersonate?
Betty Hutton. Why she was disgusted.
And from then?
And then I took up various other impersonations of different film stars, Gracie Fields and Rose Murphy and Virginia O'Brien, Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray, too, yes, eh? And they proved pretty popular, did they?
Oh, yes, they are pretty popular, I think.
What shows have you done?
Well, I joined a concert party called the Aussie Dinkums, and we toured around as concert parties do. We showed in hospitals and different charity shows.
You had a pretty big tour for the Deaf Kiddies, too, didn't you?
Yes, I toured with the School for Deaf Children concert party. They tour the whole of Victoria and raise money for that school. And they go out for 9 weeks at a time, and in that 9 weeks they show in 54 different towns.
Is that really?
Mm-hmm. Gee, and then they go back to Melbourne for a week and out again for another 9 weeks.
That's a strenuous tour, right, isn't it?
My word.
But a very good cause indeed. All right, last one, you've got your series of impressions all ready for us?
I have.
I think we'll have them if you're ready now, eh? As Act Number 5, this is Impressionist Rosalie Kent.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present for you the 7 vocal ages of woman. We'll commence when she makes her vocal debut at a very tender age. And then we have the howling schoolgirl. And our particular one has her heart set on becoming a television star. And she probably will too when she gets her second teeth.
Pugger in the morning, pugger in the evening, pugger at supper time. Be my little pugger and love me all the time.
A few years later, she's still the same sweet kid, only faster and louder.
Sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Oh, honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time.
I said it was louder. By the time our heroine is 20, she has become vocally streamlined, preferring, shall we say, the more classical type of singing. And so she exchanges her hey bop a ree bop for a hey nonny no. Brett.
It was a jumper and dipper with the face of the food in an inner the green corn cheese in a booster. Give us freezing a time, give us freezing a time. In the bus, freezing a time, in the freezing a time. The only freaky, freaky ring time. And the birds do a sing, hey, ding a ding a ding. Wait for it. Sweet.
Well, then we have the inevitable concert party, in which she's been getting loads of experience in how to cheer up the armed forces. And that's how she comes up against an irresistible force in the shape of a man. And of course, he can sing too, and so they combine their vocal talents. But
heart is love and love alone that can repay. And all of living. For it is a love alone that
will. This association naturally leads to matrimony. And after surviving years of domesticity, we find we have Grandmama, and she's still singing duets with Grandpapa.
Darling, I am growing old.
That's red among the gold.
Upon my brow today, life is fading fast away.
Ah, it's a nice original number again there from Christmas, Rosalie Kent. Her own idea entirely, and a very good one indeed of the seven vocal aids as a woman, and Rosalie was number five on Australia's Amateur Hour from Albury.
For the whitest whites you've ever seen, put rinseau in your copper or your washing machine. For colors brighter than brand new, use rinseau, rinseau too.
Get a load of those suds.
If every housewife who uses rinseau sang the praises of those richer, softer suds, we'd have a chorus of more than 3 million voices.
Rinseau puts brand new brightness into all your wash. White clothes are whiter when they're Rinseau clean. Rinseau brings up colors again and again without taking the life out of the clothes.
Rinseau is best for your washing and your washing machine.
Rinseau is the only product recommended by the makers of all leading washing machines. They know that Rinseau's richer, softer suds give your washer the gentle care it deserves.
Many washing machine makers actually include a packet of Rinseau right in with the delivery of a new machine. That's their way of telling you Rinseau and your washing machine make the perfect wash day team.
Take a tip from leading washing machine makers like Hotpoint, Simpson, and Malley's, to name just three. They suggest you wash with Rinseau, and only Rinseau.
You'll get far more suds for your money, and you don't pay fancy prices for Rinseau.
And now here's our first voting call.
Leading voting at this stage, soprano Elaine Jeffries, number one on the bill, first with 426 votes. Elaine is followed by act number two, piano accordionist Barry Haberman, second with 305 votes. Then comes baritone John Davis, number three on the bill, third in the voting with 217. Whilst Western vocalist with guitar, Dobra Murray, number four on the bill, has already polled 96 votes.
Thank you if you've not already shown your appreciation for the wonderful entertainment these talented amateurs are providing for you. Why not give us a call right now at £10, 100, and another £1,000 for the best act of the year. So phone through for your favourite in tonight's programme, 289 in Albury, or VO230 in Sydney, or send mail votes to Australia's Amateur Hour, Sydney. And now through 2AY Albury, New South Wales, we bring you Nancy Watkins, popular pianist, ladies and gentlemen. that Mrs. Nancy Watkins?
That's Mrs. Nancy Watkins, Mr. Dooley. I'm married and I have three children. Julie is five and Brian is four and Karen is one.
Hey, good luck, children.
Oh, my word.
That's the kids. Good for them. Take this gift pack of new luck home to them, will you?
Thank you, Mr. Dooley. Thank you.
And you're from Culkin, Nancy?
Yes, I'm from Culkin. My husband's on the railway. He's assistant station master.
Where's
we were
Culkin,
transferred.
Exactly.
Oh, Culkin is 32 miles north on the Wagga Road.
I see.
We were transferred down from Newcastle to here.
And is there much opportunity for entertainment in Culkin?
Oh, yes, there's quite a bit. Recently we've been running a series of talent quests for the hospital.
Yeah.
And I've been acting as an accompanist for anyone who hasn't got enough accompanists.
That's good. Have the quest been successful?
Oh, yes, my word, highly successful. And their aim was £500, and I'm sure that they'll make
got it.
It,
eh?
Yes,
yeah,
I think
that's
so.
Really grand. That's wonderful. And you know, I suppose you found moving into Culkin that to be a pianist is a pretty good
well,
thing.
Well, it helps one make friends and get contacts, and it, we
very
found
helpful.
It is quite good, yes.
Is your husband interested in music, Nancy?
Oh, well, he doesn't play anything himself, but I did hear him playing chopsticks, and he's quite accomplished at that. I taught him all he knows.
What have you chosen for us tonight, eh?
I'm going to play a selection from Call Me Madam, Mr. Dooley.
That's really good. Let's have it, eh?
Thank you.
It's played by popular pianist Nancy Watkins. She's number six on Australia's Amateur Hour from Albury. And as a popular pianist, she plays a selection from Call Me Madam. Thank you. Betsy Watkins for a very nice interpretation of Corman Adams. Very easy flowing style there. Very good. Popular pianist Nancy Watkins was number 6 tonight on Australia's Amateur Hour. Now let's meet Charles Dawson. He's number 7 from Albury Civic Theatres. Our broadcast tonight. You're an Albury man, Charles?
Not actually, Mr. Deere. I come from Lovington, out on the border, North Albury.
Oh, I see. It's only a couple of miles out from Albury,
right,
isn't it?
Yes.
And what's your job in Lavington, Charles?
I'm a builder, Mr. Dean.
I see. Well, you're a pretty busy man if you're a builder, and there's a busy man's friend. Mighty Rinso, the compliments of Beaver Brothers.
Thank you very much.
You learning singing, Charles?
Yes, I am learning singing, Mr. Dean, from Madame Trubiscus.
I see. And have you done any stage work?
Well, yes, constant work, one opera. I'd played in one opera, Gypsy Love.
Right.
I didn't like it.
Why not, Charles?
Purely because it makes me nervous. I don't know why.
Well, it's a fair enough reason.
Well, I can get up and sing a recital, 25 songs, and it doesn't worry me at all. But opera work, I don't know what it is.
Well, it's one of those things. It's the best thing to stick to the things you do well, eh? And what type of concerts you've been doing? What sort of recitals, that sort of thing?
Irish ballads.
Yeah.
Scottish ballads. An odd English ballad, but mainly Irish ballads.
I see. And what have you got for us tonight, Charles?
Well, I'd like to sing an Irish ballad, Duna, by Josephine McGill.
Ah, it's a very lovely old song, too. May we have it now? Sung by tenor Charles Dawson, number 7 on our show tonight. Here is Duna.
When I was a little lad, with holly on my knees, fain was I for journeying all the seas in ships. But now across the southern swell, every dawn I hear the little streams of Duna running clear. The little streams of Duna running clear. When I was a young man, before my beard was grey, all to ships and sailormen I gave my heart away. But I'm weary of the sea wind, I'm weary of the foam, and the little stars of Duna call me home. The little stars of Duna call me home. The little stars of Duna
Dawson, beautiful phrasing in his singing there too. Lovely quality and lyric tenor. Charles Dawson as number 7 tonight on Australia's Amateur Hour.
This month, 2 brand new Healing Thor Automagic washers are to be won.
2 lucky people will have them free. Healing Thor Automagic washers. The world's greatest washing machine value at 129 guineas each.
The washer that's famous in 69 countries.
Washes, rinses, and spin dries your clothes in no time.
Now here's what you do to win a Healing Thor Automagic Washer. Write immediately to Why I Need a Washing Machine, Box 4100, GPO, Sydney. If the judges consider that your home is most in need of a washing machine, you'll receive one of this month's 2 free washers.
Plus a year's supply of Rinso.
Each month, in association with leading washing machine manufacturers who all recommend that you wash with Rinso and only Rinso, we give away 2 brand new washers absolutely free.
Healing Thor automatic washers this month. And Healing Thor, like many leading washing machine makers, actually include a packet of Rinso right in with each new machine they deliver.
That's their way of telling you that Rinso's richer, softer suds give your washer the gentle care it deserves.
Rinso gives you far more suds for your money, too. There are no fancy prices to pay for Rinso.
Be listening 2 weeks from tonight. We'll announce the winner of the first of this month's two Healing Thor Automagic Washers.
Write to Why I Need a Washing Machine, Box 4100, GPO Sydney. And your letter may come up the winner of a Healing Thor Automagic Washer,
plus a year's supply of Rinso.
Ron and Una Hunter, popular vocal duo with guitar, now coming on stage as number 8 in the bill. You're in business here, Ron?
That's right, Mr. Deers. Trains to say I'm a blind man.
You are? Where?
With Mates Limited.
Oh, I see. Venetian man, huh?
That is so.
Uh-huh. And what about you, Mrs. Hunter?
Well, I'm a housewife and I have 3 children. Rhonda, 6. Terry, 4.5. And Christopher, 2.5.
I'll tell you what, that cold weather's hanging on, you know, and the best way for your family to avoid colds is always have Bonington's Irish Moss on hand. There's a bottle to take home with you, eh?
Thank you very much.
For the kids, they'll thank you for it later on, too. And what singing have you done together, Una?
Oh, not very much together, Mr. Dear. Ron has done quite a lot of solo work.
What type of work, Ron?
Quite a bit of radio work down in the northeast of Victoria. Mm-hmm. In the 3SR Harmony Trail.
Ah, yes, that's got a very big audience, that show, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
It's a very good show indeed, too. And you had any training, Ron?
None whatever, Mr. Dear.
I see. Any compositions to you further?
I did quite a few compositions of my own, but that's as far as I've gone.
Nothing like Irish Jew and Marmalade Jam or anything like that, eh?
Not yet, no.
What sort of songs do you sing?
Oh, we do mostly hillbilly stuff, and we like a few pop numbers and a little bit of rock and roll.
Somebody tells me you're going on holidays pretty soon. Is that right, Una?
Well, we're leaving immediately after the show for Byron Bay, as a matter of fact.
Are you really? Oh, gee, yes. You're lucky. It's a long trip. Why just straight after the show?
Well, we feel we'd like to get every minute we can.
Well, that's a good idea. Taking the kiddies, too?
No, I would.
Well, that sounds a lovely trip, and I do hope the weather's wonderful for you, too.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, now, what's your number?
Have I told you lately that I love you?
No, but it's not a bad idea. But for the moment, your husband's with you, so away you go there. Hey, it's sung by act number 8. It's Ron and Una Hunter, a vocal duo with Ron on guitar.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately how I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the night's so long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream with you somehow. Have I told you who I'd like to share my love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
That's a very good song. Well sung, too, and a happy holiday to you kids, too. I hope you have a wonderful time. That was Ron and Una Hunter, vocal duo and guitar. The number, of course, was If I Told You Lately That I Love You, and they were number 8 on Australia's Amateur Hour.
1,000 dishes. 2,000 dishes. 2,600 dishes. 2,600 dishes. That's how many you wash up every 3 weeks. If yours is a family of 5. Do them better. Do them faster. With Lux Liquid Detergent. New Lux Liquid cleans up dishes fast and at less cost than any other detergent. Use the little red cap as a measure and...
one capful does a dishpan full of dishes.
Super Sudsing Lux Liquid is made especially for washing up. It doesn't just lift the grease off, it dissolves it completely. Dishes drain dry with never a streak or smear. And Lux Liquid is mild. Lux Mild on hands. Milder by far than anything else you can use.
Mild. Lux Mild. Lux Liquid Detergent.
There's no liquid like Lux Liquid. Lever Brothers guarantee it. So get Lux Liquid Detergent in its smart, unbreakable can from your store tomorrow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the honor to present to you the winner of the 1957 Lever £1,000 award, Miss Wilga Wollstonecroft. Ladies and gentlemen. Wilga is an Albury girl, but due to the fact that Albury was not included in our schedule last year, she didn't have the opportunity of an appearance from her own hometown. Tonight, we'd like to repair that omission, so we have much pleasure in presenting her as our guest artist in this broadcast from Albury. Wilga, you came to us with some very fine performances to your credit, really, didn't you?
Well, Mr. Kidd was very good to me, Mr. A. Kidd of 2AY. I started my singing publicly at the age of 8 years, and I won my sections in the 2AY talent quiz until I was 17, and won the Champion of Champions, the Champion Vocal, the Scholarship, 2AY Scholarship, and also I had my name inscribed on the Jack O'Hearn Shield.
That's a very wonderful record. Last year you had quite a number of successes in the Ascendants to follow then, didn't you?
Well, I was very fortunate. My greatest thrill was the winning the Championship Junior and also the Riverina Championship. I don't think it's ever been done in Albury or Wagga before.
That's really very good. Well, you're a worthy award winner, lass. Would you like to sing for us now from your own hometown?
Yes, I'd like to sing Thoughts Have Wings.
Very lovely indeed, too. This is Wilga Wollstonecroft, the 1957 winner of the Lever £1,000 award, and she sings Thoughts Have Wings.
I have no words to tell thee how I love thee. Words are such
glorious voice and a very lovely song there, Lisa Lehman's Thoughts Have Wings, sung by Wilger Wollstonecraft. Wilger, I remember in your last appearance with us when you received your £1,000 check, you said you were going to study seriously and you hope to concentrate on opera later. What have you been doing?
Yes, I'm studying under Miss Thea Phillips at the University Conservatorium in Melbourne, and I hope one day to make my career in opera.
And you're continuing your other studies in the other departments?
Yes. I'm going over to Melbourne shortly, and when I do go over there, I'm going to study stagecraft and deportment, mm-hmm. and also I'm going to take on dramatic art. I have done that before, but I'll continue with that.
What about languages, then?
Also languages. I'll study Italian, German, and French.
I see. Well, you certainly have everything in your favour, a wonderful stage appearance, a magnificent voice, and the determination to be a success, and I know that you will.
Thank you.
What
are
you going to sing for us this time, Les?
The Flower Song from Faust.
Oh, beautiful. Guest artist, 1957 award winner, Wilger Wollstonecraft from Albury sings The Flower Song from Faust.
Your father is rarer, of a plenteous fairer, and so great as they ever will be. All my life I surrender, with your beauty so tender. All my life I surrender, with your beauty so tender, for the joy would be to die at her feet.
Thank you very much indeed for that very beautiful performance of the Flower Song by award winner Wilger Wollstonecraft. We conclude our show from Albury tonight. Now here is the voting for the 8 competitive acts we've presented tonight.
Soprano Elaine Jeffries, number one on the bill, is still leading, but this time with 943 votes. She's followed by act number 4, Dobra Murray, the Western vocal with guitar. He's second with 810. Then comes baritone John Davis, number 3 on the bill, third in the voting with 800 votes. Fourth place goes to Act Number 2, piano accordionist Barry Haberman. He's fourth with 658 votes. Whilst impressionist Rosalie Kent, number 5, is fifth with 510. Sixth place goes to Act Number 6, popular pianist Nancy Watkins, sixth with 402 votes. Whilst Act Number 7, Charles Dawson, the tenor, is seventh with 285. Ron and Una Hunter, Act Number 8, the vocal duo with guitar, have already polled 98 votes.
Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, you still have another 30 minutes in which to record your votes for the 8 acts on our bill tonight. Keep our operators busy, won't you, by phoning 289 if you're listening to us in Albury, or BO230 if you're listening to us in Sydney. Postal votes could be addressed Australia's Amateur Hour, Sydney, to reach us by no later than morning mail next Wednesday. And now, with the results of last week's program, here is your announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, next week our show comes to you from the stage of Melbourne's Brunswick Town Hall when we bring you the fifth semi-final of the Lever £1,000 award for 1958. And now for the amateurs of Australia, this is Terry Dear saying good night and thanks to you all.
This is Australia's Amateur Hour, signing off from Albury.